Before we go to the next committee report, I've been advised that there's a gentleman here who's not able to stay till public comment representing the Native American community at WPFW, who's also a WPFW program. So I'd like to use the discretion you gave me to grant Kenny, 2 minutes now.
Nightwolf
to address the board for 2 minutes, and we'll take that time from the public comment.
Mr. Chair,
at the end.
I had requested a point of information earlier.
Go ahead.
I'd like to know if the purview of the elections committee covers grievances or complaints about local elections on LSB or PNB, electing of people to the PNB within the local station areas.
That would be where we would send them, and the PNB can assign that responsibility. I guess the question is really, can they go directly to that committee, or do they have to be referred by this board?
That's what I'd like to know.
Does anybody have an opinion on that they'd like to share? I mean, I know that my opinion on these things is different than others. I think a committee can bring up anything it wants under its assigned purview. But I'm willing to hear from other people if they have opposing opinions. Mary?
Well, I think it would be a good idea to refer those things to the election committee, because there's a great number of issues all around the network, and there's really no place for them right. Unless they start as new business over here. And since we work by committee, I hadn't thought about that, but that seems like a good idea.
I agree. So could the board just agree by common consent that questions about the conduct of local elections should be given to the committee, and the committee can consider them, and they don't come before our board until and unless the committee passes them on? Is there any objection to that as a way of form of business? Go ahead.
Is there an understanding that if it's already been run through another committee, it's not going to be started again in the elections committee if you didn't get what you wanted in the other committee?
Saying is the question. I don't want to answer that. That there is a trap. In case you don't know this, we've agreed that questions about the conduct of local elections will go to the elections committee, and that committee can consider them.
Mr. Chair, LaVarne Williams.
Yeah, go ahead, LaVarne.
You know, I appreciate the comment, but I think that these issues are very, very important, and we can work things through committee. Perhaps we should look at some other type of working group from the PNB, you know, looking at perhaps legal opinions also, because these issues are very important, and there are issues all over about elections and the validity of elections. And I think that working them through the committee is perhaps is not the best way to do it, unless we formed another some type of, so we could with
another committee.
No. Well, not another committee, but some a subcommittee, so that we can bring in people who we can have legal advice on these. Because if we go through,
pardon me, that's at the discretion of your committee. Right. You can have anybody you want on a working group. We're leaving
fine.
It to your discretion.
That's fine.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Yes. Then I would like to make a motion.
No, we're out of time on this item right now. You can bring it forward at another time, sir. Do we have a microphone that he can use? We have a wireless somewhere. Where's the wireless?
He could come here. Come here.
He's got a pole.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to say a few words. My name is J. Winter Nightwolf. I am the host of the Nightwolf Show on WPFW here in Washington, D.C.
Hold on a sec. I'd like to ask everybody to please listen to the comments of our guest.
Since I've been in the air approximately 4.5 years, I have had to endure quite a few things that I don't believe most people have had to endure. I've had to endure racial discrimination. I've had to endure a lot of things, a lot of insults against my people that come into the station. I think that these things are or have been corrected or are in the process of being corrected. But I stand here today to let all of you know every show that I broadcast on WPFW is a show of national precedence. We encompass the entire human family. Over the last 3 days, I've been speaking with quite a few people throughout Indian country, and quite a few people that are sympathetic towards the American Indian and our plight and issues. And I find that these plights and issues that we face daily are also the plights and issues that face all American people. We do not have a national broadcast of Native American issues. When this very Pacifica network sits on land that was stolen from the American Indian, we have 1 hour on WPFW, and we are very thankful and grateful for that. But I'm quite sure that the healing and the wholeness that we as the human family are in dire need of could be brought closer together much quickly if we had national dialogue on Native American issues. I just spoke to a friend of mine in Utah about 10 minutes before I got here, and it was pointed out to me that in the United States, Patriot Reorganization and Reauthorization Act, that there is a provision that I think all of us need to pay close attention to that was pushed into this act. And I'm not going to read everything to you because we don't have time, and I'm dealing with an emergency situation. About a month ago, I had a slight stroke, and I'm beginning to feel something from that over the last hour, and I'm going to get to the hospital. But before I go, I want to let you know that the House Report 109.332, Section 605, states that the President has now established an extension of the Secret Service, which is a national police force that has the ability to arrest anyone on any suspicion of committing a felony without probable cause, without a warrant, and hold you permanently if they see fit. Now, I know we have problems in Pacifica, and I know we have problems in the local stations. But I think a situation like this, which my grandparents fought against in World War II, and I'm sure some of your grandparents fought against in World War II, fascism, Nazi Germany moving to America. It didn't work anywhere else in the world, and now it's here on us. And I think we need to take a close look at this and be about some national dialogue constantly to fight what is going to happen to us as a people, not Indian people, not black people, not white people, not yellow people, but as a people. We need to take a look at this, and we need to produce national programming on this. I'm not talking about national programming on everything, but this is a high priority for us as human beings and Americans, and also a little more consideration given to your Native American brothers and sisters that support you on every move. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for the wake-up call about what this is all for.